A charter school in a Denver suburb is closed for the rest of the week after authorities say two suspects opened fire there yesterday, killing one student and injuring eight others. The STEM school, Highlands Ranch, is a K-12 school. It's just 7 miles from Columbine High School, so this is an area that is very familiar with gun violence. Here's George Brockler today. He's the DA for Colorado's 18th Judicial District.
And if you had suggested to anyone behind me or in this room that within 20 years and 20 miles, we would have dealt with Columbine, Aurora Theater, Arapahoe High School, the shooting of Zach Parrish and four other deputies, we'd have thought you mad. And yet here we are again.
Joining us now is John Daly. He's a reporter at Colorado Public Radio. And John, this is just stunning to hear that students there as young as 8 years old had been trained to deal with active shooter situations. And we've been seeing these pictures of these little kids coming out of the school with their hands up over their heads. What are we learning today about how this shooting unfolded?
Well, the sheriff held a press conference just earlier today with the DA who we just heard from, and they have identified the suspect in the shooting as 18-year-old Devin Erickson. There's a second suspect that's a juvenile who's not been identified. They say that the shooting happened a little bit before 2 yesterday. There was a call to police around that time from a school administrator, and there's a police substation right nearby. And they rushed into the school. They were able to get the two suspects into custody within minutes. And the sheriff today said that the deputies did not exchange gunfire with the suspects. They did. He did say they were using pistols in the assault. The two students, the two suspects, were apprehended separately. The sheriff.
And is it thought that they were students at the school?
Yes. Yes, the sheriff said that they were students at the school.
As far as mass shootings go and school shootings go, this one was rare because there were two suspects in this case, but there were also 9 victims. What can you tell us about them?
That's right. 9 victims. There's a 18-year-old male student named Kendrick Castillo. The police confirmed his name. He died. There are 8 other students that were injured. They were taken to nearby hospitals, and they've 5 have been released, and there are 3 that are still in intensive care in the hospital.
The bigger context here is that it was like a month ago. This school was one of dozens around Denver that was closed when an armed woman who was obsessed with the Columbine shooting was in the area. She was later found dead, but it was a big deal for the people around there. This is recently. We've seen the 20th anniversary of the Columbine shooting pass. This just must be an emotionally overwhelming time for people there.
I think it is. You know, this community has been through a lot with Columbine and then the incident that you just referenced in recent weeks. So I would say folks are on edge. Folks are rattled. And it's very unsettling for sure.
That's John Daly, a reporter for Colorado Public Radio, with the latest on the school shooting at the STEM school, Highlands Ranch. John, thanks for speaking with us.
You bet.